welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm absolutely blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Got to pray for you guys again this morning. So, wonderful day. A little bit overcast today. Kind of drizzly a little bit, looks like, outside. But it doesn't make any difference what the weather is. I mean, we need rain, too. We need sunshine and we need rain. The rain's really good to wash the chemtrails out of the air. So I like it when it rains. We have fresh air. So this is the day the Lord hath made, and I shall rejoice, and I shall be glad in it. For this is, I'm going to commit my day unto the Lord. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you listening to us today, and thank you for having us on. Thank you for the huge feedback we had from yesterday's show. And yes, I had to admit I was on coffee yesterday, so I was a little bit more sanguine than I normally am, which sometimes is kind of fun because it takes the bite out of the news a little bit. One thing I did mention yesterday that I've gotten some feedback on is I talked about Breitbart and Drudge being compromised and that they don't put information up that is really anti-Israel or anti-Zionism or Third Temple rebuilding as far as what it could do from the Antichrist standpoint. And I had one of my listeners out of Europe sent me a text, actually sent me an email. I believe he's in the Ukraine. And he said that Breitbart studied at a Hebrew school and had a bar mitzvah, and that theologically he is an agnostic, and that Breitbart later said of his profession that, "I'm glad I become a journalist. I'd like to fight on behalf of the Israeli people and the Israeli people I adore and I love." This is from his Wikipedia page. He also wouldn't go to CPAC until they let in gays. And remember when he threw his big gay party, he threw a huge gay party. It was an 80s-themed gay party. He's married with four kids, but he's pro-gay, etc. And he may be gay himself, but I don't know that for sure. And you see Ann Coulter, who you see who's being promoted now heavily on the Drudge Report and what she says about Trump. She dated Bill Maher, this unbelievable heathen liberal that you see on HBO. And she also dated Bob Guccione of Penthouse Magazine, the trash smut peddler. Just thought I'd mention that. And okay, so you got to realize who these people are and what they're doing. And also, we know that Matt Drudge is also gay. So, you know, we have to ask ourselves a question. And I think for me, stay with me for a second. Both Drudge and Breitbart are huge news aggregators. So they're some of the largest websites in the world as far as web traffic and people getting their news. Now, let me ask you a question. All of the alternative people that are really telling the truth are getting blackballed. I mean, even Zero Hedge has been banned off of Facebook now. I mean, we talk about that story here in a few minutes. But all of us that are actually out there, me, I got pushed off of Facebook. Why is it that Drudge and Breitbart can bring up all of this stuff and they never get banned, they never get shadow banned, and they have some of the largest news aggregate sites in the world? Have you ever asked yourself that question, is why that's happening? What are they doing that the globalists like? I mean, now we got Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying that, hey, by the way, we're not going to basically impeach Trump. We don't have anything on him. And the Democrats are in a full-blown meltdown. Cortez, I think, is going to have two or three strokes today. But, of course, she doesn't really mean anything she says. She basically just makes up what she wants to make up, and she goes by the script. So it's really kind of crazy to me because, you know, the last thing I think Nancy Pelosi said, that if the United States would go completely bankrupt, the last money they would give out would be to support Israel, Trump's full Israel support. We've got to look at the giant elephant in the room that nobody else wants to talk about. And we've got to talk about the unbridled, unbelievable support that AIPAC has been able to produce in Congress. And the and Cynthia McKinney said that they asked them to sign a loyalty oath to Israel when they become congressional leaders, and that she refused to sign it. Now, of course, she's no longer a congresswoman, and that AIPAC basically backed another person running against her and pushed her out of office. So is this what our government's come down to, that we've got the hard left communist Luciferians who basically, you know, Marx was a Satan worshiper? We got these guys now running our politics, running our news sites, running our aggregators, banning really good journalists like we have at Zero Hedge, banning Ted and Austin Brower, you know, as far as our YouTube, you know, presence. I mean, is this what's going on? So you have to ask yourself, who's really running the planet? And again, find out who you cannot criticize, and you'll learn very, very, very quickly who you cannot talk about, and you'll find out how they control everything. In fact, here's an interesting article from Zero Hedge. It says, unfortunately, as noted above, we still don't know what even precipitated the censorship by Facebook. And any attempts to get feedback from the company with a $500 million market cap have so far remained unanswered. We'd welcome this opportunity to engage Facebook in a constructive dialogue over the company's decision to impose a blanket ban on Zero Hedge of content. So here's the thing about all of this stuff. Let me explain this to you real quick. Here's how this works. When you have a $500 million market cap company, you have probably 100 attorneys on staff. I mean, they're there. So it doesn't matter if Facebook is in a lawsuit or Walmart's in a lawsuit or any huge corporations in a lawsuit. It doesn't cost them any more money than it does normally. If they've got $1 million or $5 million a month payroll for attorneys, it's always $5 million a month. It doesn't make any difference. And quite frankly, they're dealing with, like Walmart in some cases, thousands of ongoing lawsuits at one time. And that's why they have a full staff of house attorneys to take care of it. So it's just cost of doing business with these big guys. Same thing with Facebook. I'm sure they have an entire staff of attorneys that basically can push everybody back. And since they're privately owned, they can pretty much decide who they want to censor and who they won't want to censor. But it kind of goes back to that whole, does the Christian cake baker really have to bake a cake for a gay wedding or for something he doesn't believe in? And that ended up going to Supreme Court. And they said, no, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. But think about what he went through. Think about how he ended up shutting his business and everything else because of this cake thing. See, this is what they do. They can get this giant group of people behind them to file a lawsuit on these people like the cake bakers, and then all of a sudden, it shouldn't be going to the Supreme Court. It should be thrown out of court. But it gets national attention. Why? Why? Because the people that make Drudge and the people who make Breitbart, two of the largest news aggregators in the world, they give them the Google search engine results to do that. So when you type in any kind of local news, it goes back to Drudge, it goes back to Google. Ask yourself why. Why is that? Why are they being so heavily promoted? I remember I was years ago, actually 2 years ago now, I was over sitting on the island of Mykonos in Greece. And then we'd always wanted to go over there, never been there before, and we had a free hotel room, so we were sitting on the beach in a cabana, and there was a guy who was an Orthodox Russian Christian. He was Greek Orthodox. He seemed to be relatively wealthy, I don't know. And we were talking, and he asked me about what I thought about Breitbart. And I said, Breitbart's okay. They have some good news, and they've got some bad news. He goes, well, I don't like Breitbart. I don't like Breitbart at all. And I'm like, well, I can't help you with all that. I'm just letting you know that, you know, I don't really have a problem with them because they give about 80% great news and the rest of it's not. But this guy was unwilling to give them any benefit of the doubt as far as the 80% of good news. And he said basically that they were just a news aggregator that had a bias on them, and they were basically putting out a lot of false information along with some real information. He didn't use them. Now, as I look at this, I'm starting to understand. Facebook hasn't banned Breitbart. Facebook hasn't banned Drudge. You know, none of these guys have been banned. Why is that? Why is it? What's the underlying theme that supports all of these guys? I mean, Ann Coulter, okay, she's a columnist and she's pretty sharp. She dated the guy from Penthouse Magazine, Bill Maher. I mean, really? I mean, that's pretty, if I was a woman, I think I could probably find a lot of other people to date rather than the guy who does Penthouse Magazine. That doesn't make sense to me, especially somebody who's got the national recognition that she has. Or Bill Maher, the unbelievable, just unapologetic, hardcore liberal leftist. Now, but all of a sudden, she's now slamming Trump too. Donald Trump, and now Donald Trump basically says, you know, she's an idiot, and she says he's an idiot, so everybody's an idiot, and they're giving this narrative, this yin-yang energy field against the conservatives pushing Trump, Nancy Pelosi, all of them. Think about who's running the planet. And again, we're the only people that really talk about this, and we all talk about it on a regular basis. You got to keep your eyes on the shell game. Who is really running everything? And you got to follow the money. You got to go back to the Rothschild banking cartel every single time because of their control of the central banks and because of their unwavering Zionist stance to bring in the state of Israel to rebuild a third temple, to bring in the Antichrist. You got to keep your eyes on that. People say, well, that all sounds crazy to me. I'm not religious. I don't care what they do. Blah, blah, blah. I got that. It doesn't matter what you think. These guys believe this stuff, and they're willing to die for it. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. And I mean, I saw that earlier, too, with Pelosi basically saying that Trump's not worth it, that they're not going to go for impeachment. The thing about this is I told you guys 2 years ago when all this circus clown drama act started, I said on the Hagman Show, I said, they're going to keep this wrapped up in an ongoing investigation. Nothing's ever been found out with the Russian hoax because there isn't anything. The impeachment thing's always back and forth. It's funny, Pelosi's remarks come after the House Democrats start expanding their investigation into President Trump and every single person that works with him. They have now requested documents from over 80 individuals and entities regarding their finances and communication because they have to have an antagonist. They have to constantly have the entire story about this is the Russian hoax, this is what we're doing, this is the investigation, this is the impeachment that we're going to do. Oh, we're not going to do it now. Now, I'm sure when the Mueller thing comes out, they're going to say, oh, we're re-looking into the impeachment proceedings now, and they'll bring it back up in the news, and it'll go back and forth. They have to keep people wrapped up in this narrative all the time. Plus, and this is also a fact as well, they did not want Trump to be president. Hillary was already poised to be president. Now, he has capitulated on a lot of stuff, but it doesn't matter. They still want to make sure they do everything they can to remove the nationalistic ideology that he has presented to the American population. Because one thing about it, and this is a fact, up until, you know, when Obama was still in office, the idea of nationalism, the idea of making America great, the idea of America first was pretty much in the sewer. It no longer existed anymore. It was all about capitulating to every single other country in the world, giving as much money as way. Now, have a lot of those things actually changed? No, they really haven't changed at all. But the spark of nationalism that Trump ignited during his campaign was very real and was very organic, and it has not faded out yet. It's still there. There's a lot of people that have come to the forefront now that have woken up, that have become more opinionated, that have become more vocal because they understand what's going on, and he ignited a flame in the American population. So regardless of what he does, even if it's an abysmal failure, it doesn't even matter on the aspect of we have still woken up the nationalistic ideology in the United States, and I truly believe the patriot community will be stronger for it in the long run. We just have to keep this momentum going and waking up. So, I mean, these are the things that we have to see, and we have to be continually vocal. And you're right, Dad. It's ironic to me how Breitbart and Drudge never get banned off Facebook, never get blocked on Twitter, never get blocked on Pinterest.
That's right.
We've seen Pinterest do a full-blown scale attack on anybody that discusses vaccine topics. And now I think it's interesting that Breitbart and Drudge have very little, if any, vaccine articles that get brought up lately. I don't know if anybody's noticed that. Not too long ago, there were a few articles that popped up on Drudge that were very neutral. They weren't really anti-vax, but they were definitely not pro-vaccine at all. I've not been seeing any of that lately in the last 5 to 6 months on them whatsoever. And we see now that Facebook and Twitter and all these other social media platforms now are cracking down on real news, the real, real news. Social media platform. This is what Facebook put out last week. They said social media giant says it will be removing all groups and pages that spread misinformation about vaccines on its site. Facebook said Thursday it will take its cue from global health organizations such as the World Health Organization and the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which have publicly identified verifiable vaccine hoaxes. So Facebook now is saying they're going to actually use the CDC as a neutral vaccine source. So, let's just bring back what Robert F. Kennedy said last year. The CDC is a subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry. The CDC owns more than 20 vaccine patents. The CDC purchases and sells $4.1 billion in vaccines annually. Even Congressman Dave Weldon has pointed out the primary metric for success across the CDC is how many vaccines the agency sells and how successfully the agency expands its vaccine program, regardless of any negative effects on human health. So the Facebook now is saying that the only information they're going to get via vaccines is from the CDC, who are 100% compromised. And again, I find it ironic that now that Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest have all said we're going to block and ban any groups and pages that spread misinformation on vaccines, Breitbart and Drudge have completely removed and no longer brought up any topics on vaccines whatsoever. Zero Hedge has brought up a lot. Zero Hedge has got a lot of good information on their site, and they are now fully blocked by Facebook. And that's pretty much the way the cookie crumbles on a lot of this stuff now, because this is exactly what we have seen from the social media platforms. But in positive light, this is positive news. You guys saw 2 weeks ago the House in Kentucky passed the concealed carry without permit law, essentially is what they did, the bill. And as of yesterday, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin signed the bill into law. He signed Senate Bill 150. It allows anyone 21 or over to carry a concealed weapon without a permit in the state of Kentucky. He said the bill reinforces the fact that Kentucky's constitutional right to bear arms, and that goes into effect in July. It is now the 16th state to allow for permitless concealed carry. This is a concept that obviously in Florida nobody has grasped yet down here. We've tried to fight this for years and years and years, but we still have a relatively free gun state, well, for the exception of the red flag gun law, that now can seize your firearms for any reason whatsoever. Other than that bill, we're pretty good down here. But the concept that a lot of states have been tricked into, they've been suckered into thinking this is actually constitutional, is why do I need a permit and to pay a reoccurring tax just to exercise your Second Amendment? Last time I checked, there's nothing in the Second Amendment out of concealed carry or carrying a firearm or storing a firearm or doing any of the likes and so forth. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. So last time I checked, there is no clause about me needing to get a permit and permission and pay a tax to have a permit so I can carry a firearm legally while I travel freely unmolested on my way. So kudos, Kentucky. I'm proud of you guys. I'm glad this is catching wind. I really hope some other states like Florida will follow suit on this, but we have a lot of hardcore communists down here, so we're trying to fight everything we can to maintain our Second Amendment rights. But it doesn't prevent the fact that we will still keep fighting the good fight and trying to push further and get our constitutional amendments back in Florida, including the right to carry a firearm without a permit and permission from the state, man.
I agree. We've got Broward County, unbelievable communist county, where Sheriff Israel was just kicked out. We've got Leon County, capital county of the United States of Florida, Tallahassee, unbelievable communist county. The Gillum basically came from the hardcore communists in Obama's image. And then we've got Hillsborough County, another communist county, which has a huge immigrant population. And basically, it's another one of these giant communist counties. And so we have three major communist, Duval County up by Jacksonville, same thing. So all the major cities have a lot of these communists in them that are controlling local and state governments. Look at the mess done with the Parkland shooting with Sheriff Israel. You know, I'm so glad that our governor kicked him out and said basically he was incompetent. The most corrupt county, all of a sudden you get all these recount ballots being found here, there, everywhere. I mean, are you kidding me? After the election this last time, almost to the point of like, well, we have a shark that we found in the belly of a shark, another box of ballots. I mean, it's ridiculous where it was coming from. And, of course, it all came to a big squashing halt, and I have no idea why they quashed it, because they were going to do another big legal challenge in the state as far as the election for both the senator and also the governor. But for some reason, they decided that narrative wasn't going to spread properly, so they decided not to run that narrative. I guess they were getting too much kickback feedback. And again, I'm going to say this. When they develop data points, you know, when they do analytics on the website and web traffic, and they plot the analytics, the points on the graph, they find out where trends are going and what people are thinking. And what happened, Austin, or the reason that they've banned all of this vaccine talk is it's getting a grip. People are finally seeing that 1 in 40 children with autism is nuts. And they're saying, well, if you don't know what's causing autism and you're saying that it's not vaccines, but, you know, we see research that says it is vaccines, until we figure out what the heck's going on. We are not going to allow our children to be vaccinated until you clowns figure out why we have this epidemic of autistic children. And that's what's happened. You know, we've done it with our show, me being on Hagman, you being on Hagman, Hodges, Sheila, you know, me talking about vaccines on, you know, Herman Bailey's show and all of the big national radio shows that I've done. But I remember back in the 90s, in the late 80s, when I was doing radio, I've been doing radio for well over 30 years now. It was one of those things you did not talk about. If you ever wanted to come back on as a guest on that show, there were several things you did not talk about. You could talk about ADD. You could talk about ADHD if you walked lightly and tiptoed through the tulips with it, but you could not touch vaccines. I mean, you were told, and then it got to the point you couldn't touch aspartame because of Monsanto's power with the purse and basically diet sodas. And you couldn't touch certain topics because of advertisers. This morning I was talking to another radio talk show personality that I know who's basically getting syndicated and going to be going on TV also. And he said one of the key things that he made sure he told the syndicators was that he wants the ability to control the advertisers and who he allows to advertise on his program because he will not be dictated to as far as content. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that. They basically get dictated as what they can and can't say based on what the advertisers are doing who are paying the bills. Whenever you have a sponsor, always remember this, the sponsor ends up telling you what you can and can't say about certain topics. I remember years ago, there was this weight loss cookie that came out. There was a weight loss pill that came out. And I had a good friend of mine who I'd done many shows with. And he basically told me, he says, well, you, and as the trends would continue, he'd say, well, you can't talk about the weight loss cookie because it cuts into their margins. You can't talk about the weight loss pill. And that was back when they were putting out that ephedrine. You can't talk about that because it cuts into their margins. You can't say anything about these particular products if you're going to talk about health. I'm like, well, that's kind of ridiculous. He goes, well, that's the way it is. If you want to do the show, that's what you have to do. He's very honest with me. And the last time I did a show was about 10 years ago. And basically, we were on for like 3 hours with him. And it had real good numbers on the show. Got a big response. But somebody put the big quash down on that boy. And I have never been back on with him again. That's John Jay and Rich out of Arizona. And I have no idea, you know, they're out of Tucson, out of Phoenix. Huge show, and I've known the guy for 25 years, but I haven't been on a show for 10, and I don't know why he would never tell me, but I guarantee you he got the memo, hey, no more. It's like this. Let me meddle for just a minute. The Christian TV has gotten themselves, how should I say this, controlled, either by the FCC or by – I'm trying to be really careful what I say now – I used to do a lot of really big Christian networks. I mean, big, you know, nationwide, global-wide Christian networks. And then I started getting a little bit too real about vaccinations, a little bit too real about health. And suddenly, I've been, like, banned on these networks. They don't call me back. I mean, I've been on them for years. One of them is a big pastor out of Ohio that I had been on probably, as far as reruns, probably 50 to 100 times on his show. And he and I thought we were pretty good friends, and I can't even get a return phone call. Because what happens is the same people who run the airwaves, they also run the Christian airwaves as far as content. And they don't allow them to continue to put stuff out that's going to cause a problem or disruption in the revenue stream of stuff that they've been promoting that's toxic. In other words, you used to see a lot of health shows on Christian TV. You don't see them anymore. They've stopped doing them. It all stopped about 10 years ago. And all of a sudden, it was like, no more. You can't talk about that anymore on health. Why? Who pulled the plug? Who said no? Now, I know multiple guys that are in the big networks, three of them, actually, that were all homosexuals. And you say, well, what does that have to do with Christian TV? Well, they should be mutually exclusive. If the guy's a gay guy, that's up to him. His lifestyle is his own business. But should he really be the owner of a Christian TV network? That doesn't make any sense to me. Never has. I mean, it's kind of diametrically opposed with Christianity. I mean, the Book of Romans, the Book of Leviticus, the Book of Deuteronomy, it kind of talks about that kind of lifestyle and why you shouldn't be involved in it. I mean, it's like having a guy who's a serial adulterer on TV as a Christian speaker. Oh, that's right. We have those too, don't we? That's right, we do. I can give you a whole list of those guys. And you go, this is nuts. Why is this happening, and who are these people? guys, it's the same unseen hand that controls all of it. It just is what it is. These guys are given the nod, and all of a sudden they get unprecedented media coverage. They're allowed to have primetime evangelical crusades on the major networks. Now, how did that happen? Yeah, okay. I haven't seen that for a few years, but think about that in the past. I mean, who do they know and what they're doing and what strings are they pulling to have that type of notoriety? Are they 33-degree level Masonic leaders? Have they compromised themselves? Is there stuff out there about these guys? I don't know. You can read about it on the internet just like I have. But the thing about it is, guys, is who's pulling the strings? Look at what's going on now in Venezuela. I mean, the power goes off, they get it back on, it goes off again, power gets on, it goes off again, power goes on, it gets off again. I mean, now America's withdrawing all remaining diplomatic personnel from Venezuela as the country continues to descend into chaos amid a nearly week-long blackout that's continually inflicted on them. They get the power up, it goes out, power up, goes out, power up, goes out. I mean, it's insane. And they're saying, well, the United States has done this. Personally, I believe the United States and or the Mossad and or some other Rothschild agent, which the United States has become part of now, has done this. They are going in now and they're destroying the country, because what they do, if they come in and they destroy the country long enough, there'll be enough of an outcry from an international community that they need to come in and basically take over the country and control its oil reserves. Largest oil reserves in the world, and they can't feed their own people and they can't keep the power on. BS. I call BS on all of it. These guys are basically the same guys that are pushing the narrative for the one world government and the one world bank. Hey, here's another study just came out with CNN. Now listen to this. This is about getting rid of gender. Only 6 countries have equal rights for men and women, according to the World Bank. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is the World Bank doing research on this? The World Bank, of course, is another Rothschild organization. So they're saying only 6 countries in the world have equal rights for men and for women. The world is moving towards legal gender equality. No, they're not. The world is moving toward a genderless society in which you can be anything you want to be. That's what we have going on right now. I mean, there are 6 countries give women and men equal rights, a major report has found. I mean, think through that for a second. We got Belgium, super liberal, Denmark, super liberal, France, super liberal, and basically chaos, Latvia, Luxembourg, and Sweden, unbelievably liberal. Sweden is run by a whole host of Jezebels, is what it is. I mean, they're 100% in the Women's Business and Law 2019 report. Now think about that for a second. These nations saw the biggest improvement over the past decade for implementing a domestic violence law, providing criminal penalties for workplace sexual harassment, introducing paid parental leave. But the countries of the Middle East and Sub-Saharan Africa average a score of 47, meaning the typical nation of these regions gives women under half the legal rights of the men in the areas produced by the top groups. So what they're saying is they're creating a narrative, and continuing to doing it, of pitting women against men in the workplace, women against men in the society, and we have a bunch of these. And don't get me wrong, I personally, if a woman is working, let's say she's an attorney, she's in a firm with another group of attorneys, and she's just as good as all the other men, and she's partner, she should get paid just as much as everybody else gets paid. Period. I believe that. I don't have a problem with that. But whole thing about it is why do we have to create a narrative which we're going to have men fighting women and women fighting men and everybody staying hacked off at each other and destroying the nuclear family? Why do we have to do that? Because this is their goal. They don't want you to be a woman. They don't want you to be a man. They want your daughter to go to college and start taking testosterone and grow a beard, basically have her boobs taken off and get genital replacement surgery and basically become a guy so she can be as confused as possible, because what it does, it helps to reduce the population of the planet. Everything about it is reduction of population. Every single thing about it, this is. And you've got to understand it. If they're going to destroy the culture of the United States, they've got to destroy the divide between men and women. They've got to do that. Now, think about this, too. Remember, the angels are neither male or female. The Bible's kind of clear about that. And so, you know, they don't really procreate. They don't really do these things, at least not in the form they're in, unless they take off that form and come to this planet and start doing what they do. I don't know how they did all that, but it says that in the Old Testament. But the thing about it is that, guys, you know, who's running the show down here? If we got fallen angels doing all of this stuff, I guess they're trying to get gender equality by producing this giant race of people by saying, hey, there's no such thing as a boy or a girl. And I must say this, from a biological standpoint, all children are conceived female, period. And it's the Y chromosome of the male which produces the secondary sex characteristics of the child. In other words, it's the Y chromosome which gives that young man a left brain dominated hemisphere, gives him the extra muscle, gives him his genitalia, it gives him what he gets as far as being a man, because he's created as a man because of the X chromosome, but he's conceived as a neutral, as a female. And they're trying to make everybody say everybody's neutral all the time, and there is no such thing as a man or a woman. And again, this is satanic perversion. That's all any of this is. And so we've got to realize that if we're going to stand the ground and do what's right, we've got to continue to call this stuff out. Because if we don't, it's not going to get any better. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're 100% right. I mean, there's all this stuff that's constantly going on. I mean, like we're seeing, like you just mentioned a minute ago, with the whole thing in Venezuela. I mean, this is horrible down there. As I told you guys yesterday, I mean, I feel sorry for the citizens of that country. And I mean, this is something that's very strange that all this is happening now. Now we have all the remaining diplomatic personnel in Venezuela being yoked out immediately. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. We've seen this in almost every single country that we invade, Iraq, Libya. I mean, if you pick a country, it's pretty much been done. As soon as we end up doing some type of soft attack on them, oh, like an EMP, oh, imagine that. Oh, then we go in and we remove all the remaining diplomats because we say, oh, it's too dangerous. They can't be there anymore. We got to remove them out. Then they set the precedent for a full-blown invasion under a humanitarian crisis precedent or whatever reason. It's usually a humanitarian crisis or a terrorist weapons of mass destruction crisis. It's one of those two. Just 50-50 splits. Pick your take. So they can't pick the terrorist crisis on this one. So now they're going to say it's a humanitarian crisis. We need to do a full-blown invasion to basically help these people out, to liberate Venezuela is what they'll say. That's what they'll say. We need to liberate Venezuela, restore democracy, and help them out with their humanitarian crisis. And of course, we'll never leave that country ever. We'll have multiple military bases in that country forever, and we'll maintain full control of the oil production in that country forever, and we'll install a Rothschild-controlled central bank forever, just like we always do in every country that we invade. So sad to see this is happening down here, but it's something to watch closely and understand that this, again, is going to take a whole nother precedent of what we're not expecting, is the mass immigration in the United States from Venezuela. That's going to be the next part. You guys have to understand that, because now we're going to see this exodus of everybody pushing into the United States. The United States is pretty much, Europe and the United States are becoming the dumping ground for every third world country because of the United States' mass invasion scenarios that we've done. We've seen that now in Syria and everything else. This is what they do. We invade a country under some weird pretext. We take over the country. We bomb it to rubble. Then we say we have to relocate all the people from that country into our country or into Europe or into Canada. This has been the consistent narrative that we've seen for decades now, and it's going to reach a point in time. I mean, like, for example, we just saw the House Democrats a couple days ago, I think it was Thursday or Friday, they voted to lower the voting age to 16, and they've repeatedly voted to allow illegal immigrants to vote. They're doing everything they can to push the United States into a socialist and then into a full-blown communist dictatorship. That's the goal of this. I mean, first off, saying somebody that's 16 can vote and then turning around and saying, well, we need to allow illegals to vote too, that has such a clear reason why you're trying to do that. It's almost a joke. I mean, it's like, can they put up a billboard and show us any clearer? This is exactly what they're continuing to do on a regular basis. Also, too, in other news, this is pretty wild, as I understand exactly what this technology is, and I want to bring it up because I want to show you this is exactly the technology that floats around. This is just getting traction because they want to show it as Russia. The Russian warship carrying a hallucinogenic weapon that makes enemies vomit has successfully navigated through the English Channel over the weekend after conducting air defense and counter-sabotage exercises near Scotland's only Air Force base, according to the UK Sunday Times. Now, that whole aspect of it was propaganda. If you read it again, you understand it's the UK trying to say that Russia is trying to provoke a military response with this warship, blah, 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 blah. Got that. Okay. But one thing that a lot of people fail to realize is the weapon that they have is very similar to all the things that are being upfitted around the entire country right now. The Gorshkov is equipped with a 5P42 fill-in owl optic device, which provokes hallucination and sickness in enemies using fast pulses of high-intensity light beam and frequency sounds. In tests, volunteers who had the weapon turned on them found it impossible to aim a firearm at any target. A fifth experienced something like hallucination, and about half noticed signs of disorientation as well as nausea and dizziness. The device is said to agitate the optic nerves of the enemy by modulating the brightness of its light. Now, you start wondering why we're seeing all these different things being upfitted, this free Wi-Fi technology all over the place with these giant, giant cell tower systems on it, with lights around the systems and all this stuff. Imagine what all these things are being done on a regular basis now. So that's what we see right now going on, and nobody even wants to think about the United States deploying this on its own citizens. It wants to talk about Russia, but that's why I wanted to really bring that up and address it. On top of that as well, we now have another article that has come out now that basically is saying that, and this kind of goes back into the Big Brother aspect of being followed, monitored, watched, and having everything you do logged and controlled. Cooler cabinets now at convenience stores, like the big cooler glass cabinets you walk in, you grab frozen pizza, you grab frozen vegetables, so forth out of them now. They are now being fitted with LED screens and cameras to target you with ads based on what you look like. The technology uses this imagery to determine age and sex of the shopper. The refrigerator doors at supermarkets are being replaced with LCD screens that scan a shopper's face to show personalized pop-up advertisement. The Chicago-based Cooler Screens sells its product to stores which show the food or beverage available inside. However, they also are used to display specific adverts based on the physical characteristics of the shopper. The cameras in the screens are not even designed to prevent theft at all, but instead are intended to give a personalized shopping experience from advertisements based on your look, height, age, gender, sex, everything. So we don't even have the luxury of going to a supermarket anymore now and looking through a glass door and grabbing what frozen vegetables you want out and throwing them in your cart and going on your way. We now have to be bombarded even further with advertisements just by walking up and looking at what this cooler may contain. It boggles my mind how far down the line we're going to continue to support a lot of these companies. I'm a huge supporter of, like, Publix. They have a lot of organic stuff down here in Central Florida. If they start bringing this stuff down here to the supermarket, I'm going to have to do as much intel and get as much research and then do as much damage control to contact a lot of people I know at Publix, because it reached a point in time, guys. How long are we going to continue to allow this? I don't know anybody that's requested this, by the way. I don't know anybody that says, hey, I want you to put LCD screens up on these coolers, and I want you to video, you know, record me on a camera, look at my height, look at my age, look at my sex, look at my everything, and then base your advertisements on your perception of what I look like and what I want to buy. I don't know anybody that's requested that. Just like I don't know a lot of people that are requesting our refrigerators and dishwashers and washing machines to listen to you and spy on you so they can push more ads and connected to the Internet of Things. I don't know anybody that's requesting this stuff. So either don't buy it, don't use it, and especially don't support companies that are going to do this to you and completely violate your privacy by trying. You got to think about it. It's not just the camera that's looking at you and then specifically pushing ads. They're going to monitor what you pull out of the cart. So then when they monitor what you pull out of the cart, they're going to log in. Oh, yeah. Austin went over here and he grabbed this bag, three bags of frozen green beans. Log that in. Next time I go into the store, they're going to say, oh, we have all these frozen green beans on sale. We have all these other things on sale. Continually putting you into a database, logging everything you do, and it's all getting recorded in the Internet of Things, going out to the full NSA monitoring system they have out in Utah and building a giant profile on everybody. They've already said this now. Over the next 5 to 10 years, they want to have a profile on every single person in the United States that they know everything you look at, everything you say, everything you buy, everything you eat, everything you think about, everything you want to do, every place you want to go, everything so then they can do predictive programming on you and know exactly what you're going to do before you're going to do it, and then know exactly what you're going to think before you even think about it. And obviously from a warfare standpoint, from a tactic standpoint, you can understand how that starts to become a serious problem when you have an AI that can predict what you're going to do and think before you even do it. And again, my friends, that is going to be the future they want to bring us into 2030, so that nobody will
That's
have
right.
the ability to stop anything, nor we have the ability to resist a full-blown tyrannical government that is pretty much controlled by a satanic AI. That's what the truth is going to get, then.
Well, you know, it's interesting with that Russian warship. You know, everybody's saying, "Oh, it's not true, fake news, fake news." No, it is true. This
oh, yeah.
is basically this is basically mind control is what it is. It's a device which pulses at a certain frequency, which causes nausea, makes you hallucinate. It can make you vomit. It can make you want to go to sleep. It can make you suicidally depressed.
Yep.
See, remember, depression is a frequency. So is nausea. If they put that frequency through your body will start mimicking that frequency and become nauseous. In other words, it's an energy field. They put you in. Remember, I talked to you guys about when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you get infused by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, through the blood of the Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, through Jesus, basically continues to restore your DNA back to that of what you're supposed to be in a non, you know, fallen state, the way you're supposed to be with God. So you can be congruent with God in His frequency. Well, they understand all that stuff just like I teach you guys. Now, the problem is nobody's teaching this stuff. There's a few people online. And so they don't get what being a Christian really is. Well, these guys get what it is. And that's why they want to stop it. So what they do, they come in and they put a different frequency through you. If you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, with General Stubblebine and a lot of other people in the middle of that book, it says that they've had this technology since the 70s. The 70s. I mean, it's 50 years ago. They've had it for 50 years. And now, basically, they have fine-tuned that technology. The reason the guys were giving up, you know, in Iraq from drones and running out in the middle of the desert holding their hands up from a drone waiting to be basically captured is because the drones were putting out frequencies that they were basically all going to be killed, suicidally depressed, and they didn't want to fight. They just wanted to quit and give up. Then they surrendered to drones because that's the mind game. These are psychotronic weapons. And this is all fallen angel technology. This is all from 47. This is all from Roswell. This is all from Genesis chapter 6. We've been here before. We were here in Genesis chapter 6. We were here with Atlantis. This is probably the third time we're cycling through this again. You know, with the pre-Adamic civilization, with Atlantis, then with Genesis chapter 6, and now again. It's what they do. And that's why God had enough of it the second time and flushed the planet. And when he flushed the planet the second time, he said, Jesus, as our kinsman redeemer, to basically get us out of this loop. What a negative loop this thing is. And this is what these guys continually do because they follow the alert. They follow their basically their gods, Moloch and Asherah and Baal, which are all the same gods. They're all Lucifer. And this is what they worship. And it's all about controlling the population of the masses and allowing the masses to be enslaved once again. And the masses were waking up. We were reaching a tipping point, like I talked about a few weeks ago, and suddenly they said, well, we can't have the tipping point. We've got some people out here in the alternative news that have lost their effectiveness as COINTELPRO. They're giving out information, about 20% lies, 80% reality, but so many people have figured out they're COINTELPRO and that they're basically anti-news that we got to get rid of these guys, and we got to deplatform these guys and these girls that are out there doing this because they're not effective anymore. They're not effective anymore. So whenever you get to the point where you become gigantically huge, they have to find a way to stop your footprint if you go against them. It's like giving a microphone to somebody when you're doing a seminar and letting them hold the microphone. You can't do that. They'll take over the seminar. They'll say, I got something I want to say, and I ain't giving you the microphone back. And that's it. They walk off with it. They start saying what they want to say, and you got to go tackle them and drag them off the platform or have security come pick them up and grab a different microphone. You can't do that. And that's what happened. They gave us a microphone. They gave the alt media, the real alt media, not the COINTELPRO, you know, counterintelligence product is what it is. They give those guys we have the real alt media. Then we have their alt media. The problem is our alt media, the real alt media, can't be controlled by these guys, and so they're flipping out. That's why they took and banned Zero Hedge on Facebook. You know, it's so funny. Pinterest has all that nudity all over it. You know, all of these sites allow all this nudity and all this weird stuff on it. But you start talking about vaccines, oh, no, that's non-social. You can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Why? Because they want to promote the stuff that's going to debilitate the heart, the mind, and the soul, and the spirit, like porn. But they want to go ahead and stop the stuff that's going to prevent you from being poisoned. I mean, they don't want you to hear the truth about what's going on. Look at Viktor Orban right now. He's about had enough of all the stuff over in Hungary. His latest thing is, Orban, no place for multiculturalism in Hungary. And they're saying it's like a bad thing. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has hit back at Western European critics, stating clearly that multiculturalism has no place in his country. The new statements came from an interview of Orban by French politician Philippe de Villiers as part of a newly released book, I Pulled the Thread of Lies and Everything Unraveled. There's a good name, according to the press release from the Hungarian Prime Minister's office. So now what he's saying basically is that they're coming in here and they're slamming this guy because he doesn't want to be multiculturalism and doesn't want to have unfettered access of illegal aliens coming into his country via Angela Merkel. And now he has another one. Here's another one. It says, Hungary Prime Minister says, no compromise on migration. We are going to protect our Christian culture. Wow. See, now that's something a little bit different, guys, because he says he's defending his citizens and Christendom against all-out warfare being raised by the globalists in Europe and beyond. During a weekly interview on Hungarian public radio, he asserted that the left-right European political divide is being replaced by one that pits pro-migration internationalists against those who believe in international sovereignty and border security. He says, Europe is undergoing a transformation. Migration has changed our life, Orban said, and we won't compromise on the issue of the protection of our Christian culture and migration, period. Christian culture is an asset, he continued. We don't want to become a mixed country. We want no migration. We want to preserve our security, and through our family policy, we'll be able to ensure Hungary's biological future without immigrants. Because what he's doing is he's giving them money to have children, which we should be doing in our country too, to keep our population alive. But he's not going to compromise. So now they're slamming him for all of this. Guys, it's important to understand who writes the narrative and who does these stories. Look at Donald Trump right now. He's in trouble right now with the doggone ICE officers. Support for Trump dwindles among ICE officers. Why? Here's what they say. ICE officers who endorsed President Trump in 2016 now say he has failed to follow through on his get-tough promises. Absolutely. Saying catch and release of immigrants is living legally in the U.S. It's not only still happening, but has gone into overdrive. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers say they're being roped into such a mundane task as opening the doors on vans to release immigrants already caught by Border Control agents, taking them to the bus station so they can leave. That's dragging the officers from their unusual duties of nabbing fugitives or scouring local prisons and jails for immigrant criminals who lived illegally in the United States ready to be deported. He says the shell game is all the more ridiculous, the officer said, because Border Control agents could fill out paperwork and open the doors themselves. But the agency's leaders don't want to be part of a catch and release. He said hundreds of man hours are wasted each day at a time of crisis on the border. This is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, every story has to have a protagonist and an antagonist. Sometimes, and we talked about this yesterday, sometimes the protagonist can be the villain. Sometimes the protagonist can be the main character or the hero, and the antagonist can be the villain or the main character. They can interweave, and they can go through background checks. They can change their roles depending on what part of the book's being written. This is the story of what's happening in the United States right now. We have Trump. To the Democrats, he's the protagonist. You know, to us, to the Democrats, he's the antagonist. To us, he's the protagonist. To the people who believe what he says. And then we got Q running around saying, oh, follow the Trump. Lead the Trump. Sieg Heil to the Trump. All this crap. I mean, and it doesn't matter what Trump does. They're going to follow him. And he'll be reelected in 2 years, and they'll follow him for 4 more years, and Q won't have done anything at that point. And by the time the 6 or 8 years is over with Trump, then Q will do something else. Follow the Q. Follow the Q. Why? Follow the Pied Piper. No, man, guys, wake up. You know, you guys are awake. Tell your friends. Listen to this show. Q is not real. It's probably a bot. And I want to talk about this again. We've got to understand what's going on. It's the protagonist, antagonistic thing that they constantly do that Otto Kahn said back in 1920, one of the founding fathers of the Federal Reserve Banks. This is what they constantly do to everybody in order to control the narrative to get it to go in the direction they want it to go in, because if they don't do that, they can't control the outcome. By the way, another one going on. 88% of missing sex trafficked children come from the United States foster care. This is an NCMEC report. I mean, this is nuts. Shocking data, government data shows that of the missing children reported to be sex trafficked in 2017, 88% of them came from the American foster care system. It says America has a dark secret that no one wants to admit. Talk of this secret gets you labeled as a conspiracy theorist, fake news, and outlets report on will have their organic reach throttled by social media and Google alike. And they will be taken down. Despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary, many of the mainstream media and the government refuse to see this very real epidemic of child sex trafficking in the United States. What's more, according to the government's own data, the vast majority are coming from the country's own foster care system. Children are being needlessly ripped from their homes at such an alarming rate that hundreds of parents in one state have gone so far as to create a counter-kidnapping organization to stop it. I mean, this is nuts that the United States is in such a situation now where you can't allow your child to be homeschooled. If your child isn't vaccinated, you're being a bad parent. You can't say that the child needs to go to church. You can't believe in corporal punishment. You can't believe that the husband and the wife need to pray together with a child every day. Now, I'm being facetious and I'm exaggerating this some, but guys, the thought police are out there. And they're going to come out and they're going to say sooner or later, you can't raise your children in a Christian home. They have to be indoctrinated in the state indoctrination social centers, which we already know is their school systems. And they're going to be doing this more and more and more. They're saying, well, homeschoolers don't get vaccine exemptions. Why? Because they don't like homeschoolers to start with. They want to get rid of homeschoolers, period. There's a really good article from the American Thinker, and it's by Lloyd Marcus, and it's called From Roy Rogers to Infanticide. And he says talking about the Roy Rogers museums being closed. And he goes, America has moved on from the biblical teaching that there are only two genders to 31 different genders. Facebook gives customers 56 different gender options. And leftists believe that they are far more sophisticated and intelligent than Bible believers and Americans living in our country. Leftists say determining a baby's gender by its genitalia at birth is idiotic. They say we must allow the child to evolve into a gender that it wants to be. This is saying that child abuse is leading to hundreds of kids as young as 4 years of old identifying as a transgender and wanting to change their sex. The American College of Pediatricians president, Dr. Michelle Greta, wrote, transgender ideology has infiltrated my field and produced large-scale child abuse. He also stated that no one is born to transgender. America has moved on from children respecting their father and their elders, okay, into this everybody hates everybody because of what happened in the social welfare system in the 50s, in the 60s, with Gloria Steinem, like I talked about several weeks ago. We've basically been taught that, you know, we have anything goes is okay as an ideology. Superman on TV has been replaced with America's first lesbian superhero. I mean, this is what's teaching these kids to basically be lesbian superheroes. I watched that movie the other night, that last one, the last Marvel movie, Captain Marvel. I thought it was a full lesbo fest. I mean, first, I got to be real careful what I say because I don't want to go berserk on this. I told Sharon, I said, I hope that this Captain Marvel doesn't start kissing this other woman and this goes into full-blown lesbian, which is what I thought it was headed to. It was awful. The movie was awful. The plot was awful. It was disshuffled. You know, it had some good special effects. Samuel Jackson, Foulmouth, was pretty good. He actually helped her a little bit as far as what she was acting. But, you know, he's unbelievably liberal. And the movie itself basically was a giant politically correct women's liberation lesbian gay fest is all it was. And I personally wish I'd never watched it. And so I'm not going to promote it. Hopefully you guys haven't gone to see it. And when it first came out, it got like 27% on Rotten Tomatoes, which means that everybody hated it. And then Rotten Tomatoes goes, oh, by the way, our database was hacked and we got a bunch of not likes on it. So we're going to delete like 50,000 not likes to bring the numbers up on it. What the heck? That's because Rotten Tomatoes has been bought up too a few years ago because they were crushing box office revenue by telling everybody how much everybody hated movies. So now they say, oh, we're going to change the reviews because our database got hacked. Whatever. Guys, it's so important that we remember what our country was and what we were founded on. I like Andy of Mayberry. I like those shows. I want Mayberry back. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for praying for us. Austin, go ahead and do the close, and I'll do the write-up.
Absolutely. Also, too, in other news, I thought this was ironic now. As you guys remember, Amazon caved into the pressure-wide company change of $15 minimum wage, as Whole Foods is a subsidiary of Amazon. They made up for those cuts, too, and went down to $15 an hour. But, of course, made cuts up in the scheduled hours now. It's now being reported by The Guardian. Multiple employees who have come in, basically being anonymous out of fear of retaliation, have experienced significant decreases in their scheduled hours now that store-wide, in many cases, it negates or even supersedes the increased hourly rate. They said employees have reported a 30% reduction in hours per week for part-timers and over 10% for full-timers. One Illinois-based employee specifically said that after the raise, his hours went from 30 a week to 20 a week. He explained that once the 15 minimum wage was enacted, part-time employees' hours at the store were cut on average from 30 hours to 21 hours, and full-time saw hours cut from 38 to 34. He even provided schedules from the 1st of November to the end of 2019, demonstrating his claims and showing the overall store budget thus remained about the same despite the wage increase. The employees also said that workers were directed to complete tasks faster, to stay in line with their new hours. An internal email from a member of management confirmed that the decision was a direct result of guidance from the regional teams across the country. So this is what we've always seen, and when you start demanding that everybody make X amount of dollars, it's well above market share, and it doesn't matter what they produce, what they bring to the table, what they sell. Businesses that are completely and totally globalist controlled and CIA funded like Amazon are not going to give more money to their employees. They're going to say they're giving more money to their employees, but they're going to figure out every way else on the back end to skirt those raises. So just thought that was interesting. Amazon strikes again. Thank you guys so much for all the support. I sent an email out yesterday to everybody. Our CBD oil, we still have a current sale on it. It'll be running until Friday of this week. I want to make sure everybody has their opportunity to do so. It's on sale, I think, for over 15% off right now for a couple more days. Also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week, the probiotic 350 billion, incredibly strong formula. This is the last day of that. Tomorrow, looks like whatever wins will be going on sale Wednesday. So be sure to check out all the sales and be sure to stay up to date on our website. Is next couple days, once we get everything in order, we will be releasing the magnesium body balm with 200 milligrams of organic CBD oil per jar, which is a strong formula, guys. This product works. Got a lot of good results so far, so I'm really excited about it. That'll be on the website here shortly, so be sure to check it out. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for the support. Keep up the good fight. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.